Hello, guys. Happy Friday, and welcome to episode 60 of the Steak and Eggs podcast. I'm Emmy, and I'm with my friends Techie and Asmin, as usual. And lots of cool stuff today. The Elden Ring DLC is finally coming out. Shadow of the Erdtree.
It'll be out whenever y'all see this. I'm excited. Well, we got a chance to play it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
It's out this Friday?
Yeah. So when this episode comes out, it'll be out.
What are y'all doing for it?
I'm going to play it. I thought I would play it.
Okay, but that's it? You're just going to play it normally?
As opposed to what?
What are you going to do?
I'm playing it and I can't stop playing it until I beat it.
No, I'm not going to fuck around with that.
I'm probably not going to do that.
You should.
No. I hate marathons.
I love marathons. They're easy.
Really?
Yeah, because that's all I do anyways.
Okay.
Boot up a game, play it, then I don't play anything else.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll probably sleep on stream too. Might as well.
Yeah.
Just because I just want to crush it. And I think it's going to be easy because I went back to see if I still had it. And I still got it.
Really?
Yes, sir.
What do you mean? You started a new run?
No,
you
went back I continued my old run. And I went to go fight the twin gargoyles. Mm-hmm. Clapped it. It's not hard.
Game's never been hard. That's crazy. So you're saying that the fight that's like designed for mid game, you're able to beat it?
Yep.
With your build to beat the game?
Yes, sir.
That's crazy. Wow.
Hey, man. It was easy. And yeah, barely even used a pot. Clapped
I bet.
It. Didn't even get hit, to be honest.
Wow.
I used all my potions. It was very close.
Oh my God.
That was super rusty. It was bad, actually. It was bad. But yeah, I'm gonna have to warm up a little bit. I got my ass handed to me by a big old bear, too, in a cave.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But I got my it's the fucking long one.
Uchi Katana?
Yeah, it's the Sephiroth one.
Yeah.
And it's like plus 25. Oh my God, it's so fucking good. I can't wait.
Nice.
And I gotta crush it. And I'm hoping to beat it underneath 12 hours.
Under 12 hours?
I've heard it's going to be a lot longer than that.
More content than that. Like, we spent, like, what, an hour in that one dungeon. That's one fucking dungeon.
Yeah, we got to... So, FromSoftware/Bandai let us do an early access small part of the DLC. It was just, like, an optional cave with a new boss in it. And it took us, like, an hour to get through it.
Yeah, but it's how long it took you.
Okay, yeah.
Me? 10 minutes.
Well, you'll be able to get to the boss in 10 minutes and then you'll be dying on him over and over and over.
Is it that hard?
Well, I think that's the way that you play the games, right? Is you run past everything. You skip everything except for the boss.
Yes.
You get to the boss. You're underleveled. It takes longer. Now you're mad. So you're playing.
Oh, yeah. I do that sometimes.
Yeah.
Dude, I was like, if I've killed the mob once, I'm not going to fight it again.
Yeah.
I'm good. It's just I hate farming. I don't do farming. Because here's the thing. If I farm, people say I'm overleveled.
Right.
And if I skip, they're saying, you're not even playing the game.
Truth is you can't win. So there's no perfect point. You're always either overleveled and cheating or you're underleveled and you're fucking stupid for not leveling enough. Yeah. You can't win.
That's right.
I am really hoping that someone makes up what is the right way to play. And then everybody can play
the right
that
way to play is how they played.
Yes.
The right way is how they played.
Okay. Yeah. We'll do one separate playthrough for each viewer.
Yeah. I think at that point, then you probably still wouldn't make them happy because what if you kill the boss before they do? Then they have like an identity crisis over it.
Yeah. Then they're going to leave your stream. It's not fun anymore.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's so good. I did that with the Wuthering Waves tournament recently where maybe we'll play on the same account.
Yeah.
And then they realized how fucking shit they were.
Right.
Oh, it was so good. But yeah. For Elden Ring, you were talking about how you think that there will be no boss harder than Millennia in the DLC.
I think there will be. But I think that Millennia isn't really a hard fight. I think the only thing that's hard about her is the waterfowl, like spinning attack, right? Mm-hmm. Like other than that, I think the fight's pretty simple and straightforward. It's not that hard. It's like, I actually don't like the Millennia fight because I feel like it's a gimmick. It's like this one gimmick that if you beat this gimmick, you win. If you can't beat it, you lose. It's like binary.
Yeah, I think the problem is because even though waterfowl is the most bullshit move, and it is, when you go in and you don't get that, then you're just afraid of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so players just fucking don't get it. So you just got to fight it until you realize, oh, she has a weakness point after this attack. Wait for her to do this attack, then I get a free hit in. That's not how I play. That's how every other stream I've seen play is. Like, that's how Kai did. He was be like, reset, high security. Did you watch him play that?
Yeah, no, a little bit.
High security?
He was like a schizophrenic man, just repeating the same phrases over and over and over again. I will admit, I preferred Kai's playthrough over Miz's.
Really? Why?
Because when Kai beats something, he loses his fucking mind.
So I was telling Emmy about this.
Yes.
Like before we started, Miz beats the game. Yep. He's like,
I know! It's like, bro, are you good?
Yeah.
You know what's crazy is I don't know like what Kai did for sleeping, but I think that Miz only slept 20 hours out of like the 100 hours that he was live.
Yep. Jesus.
Drugs.
That's bad.
I agree.
It's rough.
Yeah.
I feel like if he was doing Adderall, it wouldn't have taken him 1,387 deaths. Like that probably would have been under 1,000. That's a lot of deaths.
Yeah, that is a lot of deaths. Yeah, I mean,
seeing all the people doing marathon runs, though, it like kind of reaffirms my belief that watching people that are good at the game is like, oh, that's cool. You're good. Good for you. But it's just not, it's way more fun to watch someone struggle and have a rough time and then eventually win and like, you know, be proud of them, be like,
there's like a bell curve or like a horseshoe of like quality where it's like, if you beat it too fast, it's boring because it's like, oh, that took no effort, right?
Yeah.
And so that's whenever you fake getting killed, right? Of course, right? Streamers all do this. I do that every time I die. And then you also have, if it takes you like a ridiculously long amount of time and people lose interest. So you want to be like right there in the middle where you have like a respectable amount of tries where people feel like they've, you know, like taken part in the progress.
Yeah, you struggled.
Exactly, yeah. A little bit. And most importantly, that you struggled more than they did. Because if you don't, then they get this inferiority complex and it fucks up their head. And then they hate you.
Dude, that's why I was pissed when I beat Orphan of Kaz in one attempt.
Yeah.
I could have farmed that for viewers.
Right.
But I just beat it in one shot.
I feel like every streamer ends up having those one or two or three bosses that everyone's like, oh, you're going to be here for 3 hours. And then they one shot them and it's like, holy fuck. And then they go back to struggling. And I think that's fun too, you know?
Yeah. Thank God it got clipped. Oh man, what a fucking clip for me that was.
What?
My Orphan of Kaz one shot. It's one of my proudest moments in gaming history.
Really?
Yeah, I love it.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hello, friends. My name is Chucky, a man who understands the value of the great outdoors and the peace it provides. And speaking of peace, today's sponsor, Cash App, brings even more of it to my life. Cash App's mission is to make it as easy as possible to get the most out of your money. That's why when you deposit your paycheck on Cash App, you get extra protection with $50 and free overdraft coverage. There is truly nothing better than having some extra peace of mind for all my happy little critters out there. That's why I always end up thinking about peaceful things like a ripple of water on a river in northern Montana, the majestic call of a blue whale, remembering how Cash App won't charge you fees if you have to overdraft, the stunning beauty of the orange frogfish. But I digress. As long as you know that if you ever make a small mistake, Cash App provides an extra layer of protection and peace. Download Cash App on the App Store or Google Play Store right now for free. Scan the QR code on the screen or click the link in the description. That's money. That's Cash App. Now back to the podcast, my friends.
I also want to talk about, I want to come back to Elden Ring later.
Okay.
I was having a discussion with my buddy Zizix about what your favorite Dark Souls-like game is and then what you think the best is. Because
what, like the clone ones?
Yeah, or like anything in the Souls series, anything that's adjacent to, because my favorite is Bloodborne, but I think the definitive best one is Dark Souls 1.
I think that you can't count games that are from Software in that category. I think that you should probably think about it in like two different levels, because Bloodborne is definitely better than a lot of the other games.
Yeah.
So like, what about games that are not made by From Software?
So that'd be what, like Lies of P?
Garbage.
Lords of the Fallen.
Terrible.
What else
Another
is there?
Crab's Treasure.
Crab's Treasure.
Inotria.
That one's cute. Yeah, I played Inotria last night, or the demo at least.
Probably Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time.
I don't... That, yeah.
It's kind of a Souls-like. It's pretty much,
well,
you
got a sword, and so yeah, it's pretty much the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not... Well,
let me think. What are the other games that have come out that are Souls-like games? Well, you have like Mortal Shell, some of the old ones, Thymesia, Bleak Faith. I feel like there's so many more,
but it's just you don't remember them.
Well, yeah. I would say like if you could count Stellar Blade is probably one of the best ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like that game. What?
You haven't beat it.
I got halfway through the game. I didn't beat it. Yeah, I had to stop.
How do you know you're halfway?
Because there are four like different like components, basically like at the beginning of the game. Well, how much did the game did you play?
I beat one boss.
So you don't know anything about the game.
Same, actually.
So there's like, you get to a big city and there's like four components that you need to activate in the city. Mm-hmm. And I've activated two of the components, right?
Okay.
So pretty simple.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear a lot of people saying Balding needs to go back to Stellar Blade. I need to play that shit too. It was good, yeah. But it's just like, I just can't handle games like that. It's just too much fan service. It's hard to stream it.
I didn't have that problem.
My problem with it is like, it's one of those games where you play and you're like, this is a good game. Like, they made it well. I just don't care to finish it. Like, it didn't like suck me in. Like, for like the Souls games or like a bunch of other games that I've played, I kept like thinking about like, oh, like I want to see like what the next thing is. I don't really feel that way about Stellar Blade.
Yeah. I don't feel that way about a lot of games until I played this game called Kill Knight the other day. This shit was fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Have you played that shit yet?
You played that too, right?
I did.
I don't even know what kind of game that is.
Yeah, it was very good. It was just a demo. And yeah, I tried it out. And I did pretty well. It was fun.
I was pissed because I thought that it was, for some reason, I don't know why I thought Mad Mushroom published it. And I was like, holy fuck, this is our game?
Unfortunately not. No. It was really, really good though. Yeah, I liked it a lot. Awesome. Yeah, I mean, I played that one recently. I also did Inotria, played that game. And
did you try that one?
Yeah, Inotria was awesome. I liked it a lot. Yeah,
how much of the game did you get through?
2 hours.
So how much of the game did you get through?
Okay, so I got to where I made the bridge and then I made it into the funny town. And then that was it. There was the funny town.
So you were able to waste 2 hours doing that?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wait, yeah, what? That was like 15 minutes.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, same.
Oh, I was just fucking around.
I feel like I missed a lot of shit then, maybe.
No.
I mean, there's some areas I didn't go
to. No, I killed every single mob. Every single one.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
I did too.
I
played for 2.5 hours.
Did you fight the whale shark?
I got a thing that said, like, thanks for playing the demo.
There's
a
whale
boss on the beach. Did you fight that? That took me like
I did not, no.
Oh, okay. That took me forever.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I didn't know. Okay, maybe that's the reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched Emmy do it yesterday and the last boss, apparently people have rage quit on this boss and it took her like what, probably an hour and a half?
No, like 40 minutes.
I think it was longer than that.
Which boss?
You didn't get that far.
Yeah, I didn't find anything difficult in the game.
Well, if you got to the bridge, that guy's way past the bridge. That's like two bosses after the bridge.
What? How quick did you do that in?
Huh?
How quick did you do that in?
I beat the demo in 2.5 hours.
Beat the demo? Did I only play for an hour? I feel like maybe I should check. I swear to God, like I was crushing it. Like I didn't get stuck on anything.
Well, I didn't even know there was a whale boss, so I just didn't explore.
Yeah, and then I got the greatsword.
I did. That's what I got too.
Greatsword was fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, jump strike, the stagger was fucking nuts. Yeah, dude. So what was the main boss like?
The last boss was like, let me think of a boss that it's similar to.
It's very Lies of P.
Is it as hard as the first Lies of P boss?
It depends on how you define difficulty. I don't know. It depends. Like, I would say he's like kind of like a caster where he shoots like fire, or like blood stuff at you. He's like a, you know, like an evil priest or something like that, right? Like that archetype.
Okay.
Yeah, it was fun. Like,
that sounds cool.
I like playing that game.
Yeah, I like that fight.
What do you guys think is your favorite game besides like the Dark Souls games made by From Software? Like your favorite attempt?
Like, would Armored Core 6 count?
No.
No? I mean, you go first. My head hurts.
Okay. So I've tried Lies of P, tried Lords of the Fallen, tried Stellar Blade, tried Inotria of all the ones that we listed. I really wanted to like Lords of the Fallen. It was just too complicated for no reason. Like, if there wasn't that like second
fucking lantern.
Yeah, if there wasn't that second dimension lantern thing, I would probably say Lords of the Fallen. But I would have to pick between Lies of P and Inotria, I think. And I kind of want to say Lies of P.
If I could pick, like, assuming Stellar Blade is like, it's kind of like a distant like comparison. I would say, actually, I think Another Crab's Treasure was my favorite.
Oh, I forgot about... Yeah, I played that one too.
Yeah.
So I Googled this for what games are Souls-likes. So we trust that Google knows what a Souls-like is, right? So it is telling me that one of my favorite games counts as that. So Hollow Knight. What is it?
Hollow Knight is a Souls-like?
That's what it says.
Yeah.
What other games does it say?
Sekiro. Another banger game, Remnant 2. That game is awesome. Remnant is so good. The Surge, Nioh, Ashen, Star Wars Jedi Survivor, Hollow Knight, Silk Song, Mortal Shell, Code Vein, Steel Rising.
Code Vein was very good.
I forgot about that game.
That's Weeb Dark Souls, right?
It is absolutely the most shameless Weeb Dark Souls that you can possibly imagine.
I need to play it.
You can have the characters get in a hot tub with you.
I have to play it. Yeah. Oh, then a game I also really want to try called Tunic. Apparently Tunic's also a Souls-like, which I want to try.
That's the Legend of Zelda Fox game.
Yeah. But yeah. Hollow Knight. Hollow Knight, good.
I never finished that game, actually.
I have. Really? But I didn't get the... Okay, well, I got an ending. Uh-huh. And then Chad said, well, that's not the true ending, so it doesn't really count. And I'm like, all right, well, I don't give a fuck. I'm just not doing it. You got to go around and collect all these little bits. Then you get the true fight, which apparently is very cool.
Yeah, Blasphemous has the same feature. Like,
if I get the credit screen, I beat the fucking game. I don't give a fuck what you said. It's the same thing for... Fear and Hunger. You played that shit?
No.
You both need to play Fear and Hunger on stream.
What is it?
Oh my god. That game will chew you up and it'll spit you the fuck out.
What the fuck is it?
Yeah, dude, Jay, pull up an image of Fear and Hunger.
Okay.
And if you guys play Fear and Hunger, then I'll play Fear and Hunger 2.
All right.
Because my chat's, because I already beat Fear and Hunger 1.
Yeah.
So it's Berserk, the game.
Oh.
Yes.
That sounds
cool.
It
is fucked
up. I want to see it. I don't believe this shit.
No, it is one of the most brutal, unforgiving games you will ever play, and it will piss you off.
Okay.
This game is awesome. I don't think it's allowed on Twitch, but I played it anyways.
Why would it not be allowed on Twitch?
Well, it's got crazy shit in it.
That's not a big deal.
Yeah. It's got crazy shit. But like, you know Casca?
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened to her happens in this game.
Yeah, that's still not that crazy.
Yeah, but it's dark as fuck. It is so good. I cannot believe I haven't recommended this shit to you already.
Oh, so it's like a turn-based game.
Yeah, turn-based RPG, Berserk the game.
Maybe I would try something like that. Yeah,
I think, dude, Asmund, I think it actually might become one of your favorite games.
Really, you think so?
Yeah, I feel ashamed that I did not recommend this to you earlier.
Damn, Fear and Hunger.
Yeah, or Funger. But
Funger? That sounds stupid. Yeah.
But yeah, good. Oh, I'm stoked because I know it's gonna happen. I know y'all gonna play that shit. Oh man.
Yeah, I might try this out. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Fuck yeah. It's one of those games where it's like...
Looks like a game made by Tim Burton.
And the lore goes really, really, really dark.
Okay. Yeah, I would try this game out for sure. There are so many... Dude, I feel like I don't have enough time to play games.
You don't.
Like, I'm playing so many games now. It's just... It's overwhelming.
It is.
I pretty much, like, kind of capped out on Wuthering Waves. I 100%ed every single zone. And I figured I'll do the hologram, the in-game fights whenever I stream it again, maybe.
Yeah, I'm capped out too.
Really?
I'm good until the new patch comes out.
That's it?
Yeah. I got way too much shit to do, but now I'll log in, I'll do my dailies, and I'll dump my wave plates in the first like 15 minutes of a stream.
Yeah.
And then I'll just chill in the category just because I just like being in there.
Farm viewers.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, it's good. But I got everything I want of it. Then I got Honkai Star Rail, Genshin, and then I want to do Funger, but now I got to watch you play Funger before I do Funger too.
How long is the game?
For me, I think it was pretty short. I think it was actually pretty short.
Okay, so it's not like a, you know, like fucking 80-hour endeavor.
Yeah, there's like 27 different endings. So if you just want
an
ending,
yeah,
you can probably knock it out in a stream.
Okay.
But if you wanted to get the true ending, I mean, I didn't do that. I said, fuck this. I literally said, I'm not good enough. I don't want to.
I mean, how can you be good? It's a turn-based game.
Oh, yeah, well, because, okay. It's so hard to explain and how fucking frustrating it is. And it's one of those games where it's like, if you lose a coin flip, you're losing 4 hours of progress.
Ooh.
And that's just something where it's like, oh man, I really don't want to do that.
Fucking miserable.
Oh, why would you do that?
That sounds like playing hardcore WoW again.
Yeah, no, it is the most unforgiving game. I think that is the most unforgiving game I've ever played. Besides maybe, So You Want to Be the Boshi?
The Boshi.
Oh, yeah. that game is... I remember seeing people play that years ago.
Yeah. I also need to go back and play that shit again because I never done that shit on stream either. Fuck. Oh, side note. England is a bunch of pussies. I also still want to go back to Elden Ring, but side note. the fact that they're freaking out over, I think it was like 28 degrees Celsius.
It was 78 Fahrenheit, something like that.
Yeah, 76, 78.
How is that considered a heat wave? Is it because of the humidity or something?
I don't know.
I think, I have no idea, but I think it's because they're too stupid and they don't have AC.
Yeah, I think that's basically it.
How are you a first world country? You don't have fucking AC, bro.
Well, they're not strong and powerful enough, right? That's why they needed us to save them in the world war. And they lost the Revolutionary War, so it makes sense that they could be stopped by something so easy and simple and weak.
The sun.
Yeah.
Bro can't beat the sun.
Yeah, exactly.
In 2024. So what do you expect? I don't know if anybody takes that shit seriously, but I'm so glad people shit on them for that. And then they're saying like, oh, well, it gets really humid. Yeah, it does. It's humid over here too, bro. Just turn on the AC.
Oh, I'm sure it's worse than Florida.
Yeah, there's just no way.
Yeah, exactly.
Even Texas, bro, it's been gross some days here recently.
It's nasty.
It's not even like as bad as it's going to get.
I know.
It's fucking June. Wait, is it June?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, you know what's even worse? So I decided to get my car cleaned for the first time in a couple months. And
that's a good idea. I remember I was in your car.
Yeah, the car wash hit my bumper, which I got hit.
No.
I hit a fucking a tractor trailer's wheel came off and fucked up my bumper. Took it to a car wash, smacked it, knocked out my sensor. So now...
Was it like $2,000 to replace it?
I haven't replaced it yet.
Okay, problem solved.
Yeah, so no, the problem has not been solved. Okay. Because now, because the sensor is knocked out, it thinks that there's a car in front of me at all times. So whenever I drive,
beep, 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 beep.
The whole drive has one.
Holy shit,
and I thought I fixed it because I didn't have any tape in my house, because why do I need tape? So I bought a whole box of Band-Aids, or I had a whole box of Band-Aids.
So you put Band-Aids,
I taped it up to the front of the bumper, but then the adhesive fell off, and so now it's beeping again.
Jesus.
And I'm losing my mind, bro, because they won't take my fucking car in. I can't do it, bro. I remember I was ready. I had all my friends in a car. We were going to go out and get some sushi, but the car just wouldn't stop beeping. I've never turned my car around before. And I said, fuck this, we're going home. And everybody was so disappointed.
It was too much?
It was too much. It was too fucking much, man. I couldn't deal with it. So maybe that's how UK feels. But yeah, so can somebody break it down? Why the fuck can't they just get AC?
I don't know. I mean, it's probably because like a lot of people up north don't have AC. And a lot of people probably in, I would say, like Central America, like on the equator where it's the hottest, they probably don't have heating either because it's just always hot or it's always cold. So there's probably people in Europe that are in the middle of that where it's like they're almost never are like really, really hot days.
Yeah.
So they just don't even have money. Because like you think about it, right? Having an AC unit and like doing maintenance on it amortizes the value. It's like $200, you know, maybe more than that a year that you're having to spend on it.
We'll just order one offline for cheap.
Well, no, because like that's not how it works.
That's how it worked for me in Canada.
Well,
because I lived in Canada, I didn't have AC, so I just ordered one.
Oh, you mean like the window units?
Yeah, just put it in the window.
Yeah, I guess so.
Cooled down the whole house. Boom.
Yeah.
Fixed. Those things are better than modern AC.
I don't know about that.
Mine was amazing. It would fill up my whole fucking house. I had two of them, though,
Jesus.
To be fair. But yeah, my house was also like, it was like 600 square feet as well. It was very small.
Okay,
like,
so it's a shed?
Yeah, it was a fucking shed, bro. That shit had nothing.
Got it.
Oh, man. Yeah, I just feel like it's such a skill issue. And then they try to make the comparison. Well, it's like, well, yeah, I mean, we didn't shit on you when you got the snow wave in Texas. Well, you should have. It's also fucking pathetic.
Well, by the
some
way,
people were dying from that.
By the way,
right? So how is that even comparable?
People did die from last year's heat wave from the UK, I think. Maybe it was the year before then. I don't remember exactly.
Imagine dying to 76 degrees.
Well, I think it was hotter that time, to be fair.
Oh, okay.
But here, like, you know who was shitting on us here?
Oh.
We were. We were like, what the fuck is the government doing?
I agree.
Like, we said that this was going to happen. Why didn't you guys do any precautions? So, yeah, we don't need the UK to shit on us because we were doing it to ourselves.
Yeah,
that was awful.
I cannot stand when people in Texas don't know how to drive during the snow and rain. It is so, you just drive 5 under and that's, everything's fine.
I thought that too. And then I spun out and I almost got in a wreck.
Okay, so when you hydroplane, you steer into the direction that you're hydroplaning.
I swear to God, it was like Jesus took the wheel. It was. I said, all right, well, whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, I've never had an issue because I hydroplane quite often.
Yeah?
Is what it is. And just go, oh no, here, there goes the car. You can feel it. Turn a little bit and we're back. Also, someone on this graphic wrote 90 to 100% humidity. No, there wasn't. How is it 100% humidity? Wouldn't that mean that it's like a water bottle outside?
The air is water.
Yeah, that's the air is water. There's no way that's real.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that's a thing.
How do you be 100% humidity?
You're walking in the water.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that's
it's
what
like
it
the
was.
The ocean is 100% humidity.
Ask the British.
Yeah, they know.
Oi, God, it's walking in bottles of water. Like, just, no, you're wrong, bro. No, you're wrong. Yeah, no, I feel like they're just bitches, to be honest. They should get over it.
I don't know. I bet it probably like, I mean, for me, I like it whenever my house is like cool, like very cold.
Yeah.
Because I will have it be cold and then I'll put on a bunch of blankets, like a burrito, basically. Yeah. And then I'll just sit there and play video games. I'm very comfortable that way.
See, that's why you should never live with women.
Why is that?
Because they're going to bitch about it. And they're going to say,
they bitch about everything, though.
Oh, it's too cold. Can you warm it up? No, yeah. Bitch. Get a blanket. It's way more fun.
Yeah.
God, it's so annoying. Why
the
fuck would I want my house to be hot?
Yeah.
Then I have to be naked. Fuck that, bro. Just get a couple blankets. It's great. Damn, I hate that shit. It makes me so fucking angry. And they touch the thermostat, and I'm like, oh, my God, I swear to God.
I would get in arguments about that a lot. I would just go turn it down and then I would act like I didn't do it. Yep. I don't know how it happened. I mean, like, you know how these machines are, right? Yeah. I mean, it's just like, what do you expect?
What's your preferred temperature?
Like 65-ish.
That's Jesus. Pretty fucking
wait,
cold.
Wait, that's cold
yeah.
as
so yeah,
wait, really?
I mean, yeah, you do the same blanket strap that I do. So it's the same
then
thing.
I think it's not right then because I like it on the warmer side. Maybe 70 then.
Okay, I was going to say, I like 68. 68 is perfect, but 68 is where I still get it cold if I don't have a blanket.
Well, I was thinking 70, but 70 sounds warm. I mean, for reference, I live with a bunch of dudes that are streamers. So it's like I get majority rule. They're going to want it to be colder. So my solution was I got a tiny space heater for just my room.
Yeah. And so I think that you probably like it at like 74, 75 is what I would think.
That sounds too high.
That's what you think. But 74, 75, it's pretty nice.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure exactly.
I think it's because dudes run hot and women
yeah,
run
sure.
cold. I've
yeah.
never shook a woman's hand and it was like touching ice every
really?
Time. Their circulation is so fucking piss poor.
Yeah.
Like, do you have bad circulation?
Just
well,
inferior.
They probably had anemia.
Do you have anemia?
Yes.
That every woman.
There it is.
Yep. And because they don't know to just take iron supplements.
Right.
Every woman should be on an iron supplement.
It's a struggle, bro.
I'm pretty sure that's a fact. Like, if you are a woman because of your period, just get on iron because
yeah,
you're losing iron.
Most women, yeah.
Yeah. All women.
Most women. Probably.
All of them.
I don't know.
Look,
I don't want
to
generalize.
I'm just glad that I don't have to fucking know that, you know? Oh, my God. That sounds like it sucks.
Yeah, it does, man.
Yeah.
What would you prefer if you had to pick
what,
one?
What?
Would you rather have a period or have to give birth?
Oh, that's really bad.
Yeah.
I would say probably having to give birth because then it's like a one and done and it's over.
You'd only have one kid?
Well, okay. Now we're getting it more complicated.
Yeah.
Now things are getting more complicated. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's the best
you
thing
could
about-
get a C-section. It's like you don't even know what's happening, you know?
Yeah,
there's like a curtain there.
I think having a period would be way better.
Yeah?
Because as long as people knew I could have periods. Because if they didn't know, there's no point.
Yeah.
So that way I can just fucking lie. Oh, I do some dumb shit? Oh, you know,
I mean,
it was the period.
It depends because some girls, like their periods, like they'll have like 2 days. They're like, you know, they're upset. They're in pain. You know, like it sucks. But some people, it's like it ruins like a week of their life every month. Like nonstop pain. They become a different fucking person. Other shit happens to them. Like, so it's like, you could be one of those.
Here's my theory.
You could be someone that like, it's not even bad, you know?
I think they're liars.
You think they're using that as an excuse to act the way they really are?
Why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Straight up. Why would you not? If I had to be like, oh yeah, I get a get out of jail free pass every month, fucking every day. How
so
the fuck
you've
would
got
I know?
Like a few, like a rain check every month to act like a crazy bitch for a week.
I mean, I'm sure there are people like that, but I'm saying like it ruins their life for a week, there's people that like, they want to kill themselves every week for every month.
That's awesome.
Well, they just take birth control. Doesn't that make it go away?
I think that it can definitely like alleviate a lot of it, but I don't know if it's like 100%. I mean, everyone's different.
So I have had multiple female friends that become psychotic freaks when they're on their period. And then they got a hormonal IUD.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they become
the
a different person, man.
Thing.
It's like they see sunshine and rainbows for the first fucking time.
Yeah.
Get your life get your life back. Get a hormonal IUD, man. That shit can turn your period off. That's awesome.
I have no idea how that shit works. I'm going to be honest. I'm so glad I'm a dude. Jesus, that's so annoying. Like, as a guy, I feel like you don't have to worry about any of that stuff.
You don't got
to
worry about?
What?
You got to worry about dealing with women.
That is... Jeez.
Tecton, you're becoming more and more incel lately. What's going on?
He's been watching too many Asmongold clips.
Yeah, you're starting to become kind of like Asmongold. What's going on? It's weird.
Yeah, it's bad.
That's what it is. There it is. So Elden Ring.
Right.
How many bosses are we thinking the DLC has?
I think it's probably going to have like 20 bosses.
Let's make a bet. Okay. Who beats it the quickest? Who dies the least?
Well, I'll probably play it. I mean, I don't know because like I don't really do marathon gameplay. No,
it's, like,
right?
It's like hours played.
Hours played?
You just like, how long is your playthrough for it? That's it.
Oh, it'll be me. I'll win.
You'll win the fastest and least deaths.
If I don't mauled, yes.
You're going to mauled though.
But I feel like you're going to explore a lot more than like he will.
Well, that then it's deaths, right?
Yeah, but then I'm weaker when I go to fight the bosses.
Nah, you're just trying to preemptively come up with an excuse.
Yeah.
No, I'm
that's
not,
what's going on.
No excuse here. I just feel like we should do a friendly wager.
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
Sure. Yeah, so let's do, let's say,
let's just do deaths. I feel like that's the most simple way to do it. Because if you do like time, then it's like, well, I found this thing or like whatever, you know.
How about this? Whoever takes the longest and dies the most, and we'll average it. We'll average it. Okay?
What?
Right? Hear me out.
Okay.
It's very simple. Either has to buy Asmund his mattress.
Nah, that's too much money. That shit's too, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Bro, I have to buy that shit myself. That's way too much money.
Has to buy Asmund his bed sheets and a pillow. Has to buy Asmund's pillow.
I feel like a pillow's fair.
Yeah. A pillow is okay.
Yeah. A pillow's like what, $300?
What the
fuck? I don't know about that.
What the fuck?
But you want a good ass pillow? Because you can get some crazy ass pillows for like good money.
I don't know. Is this like, I mean, I feel like this is not. Like,
you don't need all that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I feel like the mattress is like, makes sense to invest in like pillows.
I've had the same pillows and the same mattresses for my whole life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Like, I think if I put on if I had a $300 pillow, I would like die. Yeah, I don't think that would work.
Stay away from purple products, by the way.
Purple? Why?
They're miserable. I fucking hate them, dude. Because you go to the store and you use them and they're so nice. But then what you don't realize is when you bring them home, a purple pillow weighs like 40 fucking pounds. And so you try to lift it. Because I flip at night and I have to bring my pillow with me. It's like lugging a fucking boulder, bro. It's so bad. Oh, damn. I also really like beating up my roommates with pillows. And that can cause injuries.
Okay, that's fine.
You got to be careful of that. Me and my roommates, we got a bread stuffed animal the other day, and we were beating the fuck out of each other with it, bro. It was like a war zone in my house. I had me and four roommates all with this bread pillow just knocking the fuck out of each other. It was good. But yeah, pillows, one of us would have died.
I don't know. Like I'm just going to get a normal bed with normal pillows. I don't need anything crazy. I'm just going to make it very simple.
Wait. Whoever clears it the fastest with the least amount of deaths must be referred to as the Elden Lord.
He's going to skip everything, isn't he?
I'm not going to skip anything. I'm going to clear everything.
I don't know about that.
Oh, God. You just got to call me the Elden Lord. Call someone the Elden Lord. For just one episode.
No, maybe.
What do you think, Emmy?
I'm
not doing that shit.
You got to think of something. There's got to be something. It's our first time ever being able to play a Souls game coming out at the exact same time. And it's fair all across the board. It's fair.
It's not really fair though, right? Because like I've played the game a lot more than you have, right?
What do you mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you want me to quiz you on the game?
Well, I'm stupid
ask
though.
You something about-
yeah, but I'm dumb.
Yeah, quiz.
Test
quiz
my ability.
Time, quiz
throw
time.
Some at me uh-huh. and I'll dodge it.
Okay. What is Godrick doing in his second phase?
Is Godrick the guy? No, Godrick is that's the one where he chops up his arm and turns into a dragon.
Okay, you got that one right.
Bear witness,
that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me think. What's the difference between Margit and Morgott?
Margit is the first one you fight. Morgott's the one you fight at the end.
Wow. Can you be more specific?
Okay, so Morgott's where you fight in front of the final boss door. He's in that room.
What's the difference in their abilities?
Morgott's better.
In what way?
Every way. He's just better.
Yeah, you're right.
What's the next one?
Okay, so let me think. Emmy, do you have one?
Like a question to ask him?
Also, Radahn's not the best fight. Horalu is.
Okay.
Wait, which one's Horalu?
That's Godfrey.
Godfrey.
That fight's fucking awesome. However, Radahn's lore is better for the fight.
How do you pronounce the name of that fucking dragon? That you get there by going down all the floating rocks and laying in the thing.
One.
How do you pronounce it?
Spell it.
T L Asudiax.
Yo, Jay, spell that shit out for me, bro.
No, this is walking faster.
Spell that shit out for me, bro.
He literally started walking faster.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll be real. I got no idea what the fuck you're talking about, to be honest.
Okay. What's the first phase name of the boss that you fight for Malekith?
Malekith. That's when he's the depressed cat.
Yes, what's
the
name?
And he walks around with the bed sheet on him like he's a sad little guy.
What's the name?
Malekith, the sad kitty.
Oh, I know this one, I think.
He's just a little guy.
You do know it. Yeah. What is it?
This is the beast clergyman.
True. Yes, exactly. Okay, that's pretty good.
I didn't learn that because I killed it too quick. That's the problem.
I don't think that's happened.
Dude, that fight is bullshit.
It is so cool.
Dude, it's a really good fight. I love it. But his blade goes through the pillars, and that makes me so mad. If I'm behind a pillar and you're in front of the pillar, you should not be able to hit me through that pillar. And it makes me so irritated.
If you are getting hit by the blade through the pillar, you're fucking up.
That dude, it happened.
You are fucking up. And it also blocks the projectiles that he uses with the pillar.
Dude, I'll show you my playthrough, and you tell me what I'm doing wrong.
Oh, right. It's rigged.
No, I beat it. I beat the damn fight. Yeah. I'm just saying, I got hit so many times behind that pillar. It was insane. I was molding like fucking crazy.
Okay, what kind of magic does Radahn use?
Gravity magic.
Why?
Because he's holding up the stars, and he uses gravity magic to make himself appear lighter on his horse because it's his favorite horse.
What's the horse's name?
Radahn's friend.
Yeah, accurate, kind of, I guess.
Yeah. That poor fucking horse. I just kept thinking the whole time about how that poor fucking horse.
I know, he's just a little guy. Damn. Yeah, watching Miz get fucking smoked by the meteor fight was awesome. I don't believe, once again, love their playthroughs. I don't believe Kai and Miz just weren't aware that that was going to happen. How are you not aware?
Well, I think they don't know how it happens, right? They probably see it happen, but they don't understand, this is what it is, right?
Oh, yeah. The same thing happened to me. People kept being like, bro, at that part, look at the sky. And I'd be like, the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, I kept missing it. So that happened to me too.
I love it, man. That's such a good fucking... I'm so glad everybody's back on it. I remember I saw you on it. S Phantom was on it. I think you were on it too. I think you were on the ring. Miz was on it.
Oh, no. That was us doing the DLC sneak peek thing.
Oh, yeah. So you cosplayed Ronnie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Seeing Miz get the normal ending of Elden Ring, I've never seen that. Everybody
to be
does
fair,
Ronnie.
I think the canon ending is the Ranny ending.
That's the good ending.
The Age of Stars.
Yeah, I need to get the Dung Eater.
Oh, I do too, actually.
I've never seen that. I bet it's good as fuck.
Yeah. It is like Elden Ring is probably like one of the best games. Like I'm so excited to play the DLC. Like yeah. I'm even excited to play the game again. It's like stupid. It's like how
are you playing
it
again?
Yeah. I'm gonna replay a little bit of it just before the DLC comes out. I mean, I've got a couple of days, right?
Do you think that's the play?
What do you mean?
Like, do you think that's the thing that you should do?
You mean like as a streamer?
Yeah.
Yes, I think you should.
Okay, because I was just going to run it down on my current playthrough, but I can restart it too. Fuck it.
Run it down? You beat the game.
Yeah, I was just going to, go on
into
the next.
Did you beat Moog and everything? Do you have like the DLC unlocked?
Yeah, I beat everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, not the two gargoyles.
Yeah, I beat him.
Yeah.
So what I did was I said, chat, what are the hard fights?
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, chat, how the fuck do I get there?
Yeah.
And then I just beat them all. And so anything I didn't beat...
It's just that simple, guys.
Yeah. And then anything I didn't beat, I was told was just too easy.
Okay.
I think the last fight I actually fought after the game and completed, then I stopped, was the giant skull guy with the galaxies. He throws the planets.
Oh, that guy's cool.
Yeah.
The snake-ish kind
of
guy?
Of the void.
Yeah, that one probably. I got no fucking idea. Yeah, that shit pissed me the fuck off. Because there are some fights in the game where you clip, because they're so big, you clip on their arm. And so when they move, you like fly really fucking far.
Yeah,
God, that shit's so fucking annoying. I hope everybody in the DLC is just a little guy. That's what I'm hoping. was the first fight you fight, was he a little guy or was he a big guy?
Well, we fought
a side boss.
Yeah, it was a side dungeon. Like a skippable boss. And so the guy that we fought, he looked like actually one of the omens. So, okay, this is going to be Elden Ring. How much do you know about the Elden Ring lore?
Zero.
That's not true.
Didn't you watch any of those Vati videos? Oh, those are so good.
I don't think I know a lot.
So you know how like Morgott and Moog had like the Omen curse?
Okay.
So basically there is like a curse that certain people were born with that made them like kind of evil.
I hate that.
And so that, yeah, it was really bad. And so that's why Morgott is like banished from like the keep, and they like kept him down. Basically, he was like fucked up as a kid, and so they kept him in the basement. Like, actually, unironically, that's what happened. And so like the boss that we fought kind of looked like one of those Omen NPCs.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like that. It had the same like facial features.
Yeah,
and
they have like all the horns and shit growing everywhere.
Okay, that's cool as fuck.
Like antlers and shit. That's awesome. Like more attuned to magic.
What was y'all's favorite fight in Elden Ring that people overlook? Like a truly underground Elden Ring fight. Like, for example, I really like the Astral Deer.
I actually think that this is going to sound like crazy, but I think it's the werewolf with the big sword. I think it's one of the best designed mini bosses that like From Software has ever made. So he's like
in, with the sword.
So you know, like in Morn Castle, and there's like a handful of other ones where you can fight. And he's the big guy with the sword, and he's at the bottom of the castle in the water. What?
You can fight him?
Well, there's only one option. There's never anything that you do other than fight them.
I fought him.
Yeah, if you beat the game, you did.
How the fuck do I not remember this fight?
Yeah, I don't remember that guy at all.
I remember him. I just don't remember fighting him.
Leonine Misbegotten. I think that's his name.
And he had a boss health bar? He wasn't like a little mini NPC?
Yes, he was. But he turns into a mini NPC later on throughout the game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I think also Crucible Knights are incredibly well designed.
Oh yeah, I liked fighting those.
Yeah. So those would be probably like, in my opinion, like the best designed like smaller bosses. Because I think you're right, Tectone. There's a lot of bosses in like those games that are like, they're really, really, really good.
Yeah.
But because they're not like super challenging, people don't like really care or think about it as much.
Yeah. I remember probably one of the worst fights in the whole game for me is when you're going into a Big Tree City. And there's that...
Landell.
There's the big gold fuck on the horse and he red lightnings. God, that fight was
the fucking... The Draconic Tree Sentinel.
Yeah, that shit pissed me the fuck off,
I remember
bro.
I died to him once.
And you beat him in two attempts?
Maybe I killed him on the first try. I don't remember. Maybe I died once.
I think that was one of the bosses I took the longest on.
Really?
Yeah. Because whenever...
He's just one attack.
So the thing is, did you fight him on the horse or off the horse?
Well... Off, obviously.
Yeah, so I fought him on the horse, and I didn't realize how much harder that makes it. Because when he goes like
you can't dodge it, yeah.
Yeah, you're dead. And I would sit there, and I would just scream at my fucking screen. And I'm just like, dude, why the fuck are you letting me ride the horse if I can't fight the boss on the horse, bro? Because he has a horse. If the enemy has a horse, you should be fighting it on your horse.
Okay.
That's what makes sense to me.
I can see the logic.
I think I always
there.
Did the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, if the guy's on a horse, it's a horse fight.
Yeah. You don't bring you don't bring your feet to a horse fight.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Why bring your legs. I get walk that. Around.
What about you, Emmy? What do you think is like an underappreciated fight?
An underappreciated fight.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I liked I liked it. Like, I thought it was cool. I don't remember what it's called. Like the guy he's he's in one of the towers. He stretches his body really long and he has like a long staff.
The Godskin Apostle.
Yeah, the Godskin Apostle. I like that guy.
He's like you're like a data bank.
That's cool. I know how it is.
I think my memory retention's fucked, bro.
I actually like both of the Godskin characters.
The fat one?
Yeah.
I love calling people the Godskin duo. It's like when XQC meets up with Queso, Godskin duo.
There was this one guy. He was like this really fat karate guy.
Yeah.
And it was like, this guy's unironically the Godskin noble phase two. Like he's doing like fucking cartwheels and kicking people. And I'm like, this dude's like 400 pounds. Like what the fuck? It's real.
Damn,
it's so funny. Yeah, I think like that was also a very good fight. I like that one, even though it made me very mad.
Dude, we should train. We should train for a special for Steak and Eggs where we train like we're Elden Ring characters for 1 week.
Yeah?
Yep.
So like how do you train like you're an Elden
Ring
character?
Right, so we would want to be able to do fully functioning dodge rolls and like an actual
I can already do that.
Yeah, but I bet you can do it weller if you trained to do it better.
Nah, did you see me spamming those in the fucking fight we did?
I did see
you
spamming them. I did see you spamming them.
I was spamming. Yeah. I did it in my room too. I wanted to show my stream. I started in the hallway and rolled in, but I couldn't stop myself. I slammed into my computer tower.
Let's say you were reborn in Elden Ring. Okay? You're re-fucking born.
What that sounds like it sucks.
What build are you going? And what armor are you wearing? And what weapon are you using?
Oh, man. okay, strength build because they're cool.
Okay.
I would want a big fucking sword as big as possible.
Yep.
And then I like how the bulky armor looks, but I wouldn't want to be fat rolling.
Yeah.
So probably just like, I would want full armor, but not heavy armor.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's obvious. I would play sorcery.
Yeah.
Because they have so many tools. They like, so like as a strength build, you have like two or three different options of things that you can do. And each weapon you have to upgrade individually. Whereas as a sorcery build, you can play and use basically effectively, if you view spells as weapons, 30 different weapons all at the same time, minus like one or two, you know, extra, like, you know, there's a staff that increases carry and sword sorceries and a few other ones, right? But besides that, you basically have all of these weapons that are upgraded at the same time. Also, magic is the most overpowered shit in the entire game. It's not even like remotely fucking close.
I agree.
So like, you can go like, I have many videos of like myself just like basically one-shotting bosses before they even make it to me as magic build. And like, so you have more tools for every situation that you always win in. It doesn't matter what your armor is because they don't even get to you.
Yeah, I would also go wizard.
And no,
No, because I'm going further. I'm going wizard and I'm using the bell because I'm getting a mimic tier immediately. Okay, I'm a clone of myself and I'm playing in co-op. And I'm getting three of my homies to also be
this
there.
This is like cheating.
This goes beyond the question. The question was, what would your build be?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, wizard with a bell. It's that easy. I swear to God you're going to say strength.
No, because it's not the best.
Yeah.
Like, I thought strength was good until I played magic. So, magic was the last time that I played Elden Ring.
I've never done magic.
It made me worse at the game. Because I no longer had to do or know anything.
Yeah.
All I would do is I would just get up to a high point and just hit them until they're dead.
That's how I know Soda's bad at video games, because he thinks magic's harder.
What he does is he will figure out the stupidest fucking way to play the game and he will insist on it. He will insist. Like, we both did Elden Ring Randomizer on the same day.
Oh, yeah. I saw his build where he had to...
The big red hammer.
He used one weapon to apply poison. Then he'd switch to his other weapon to apply bleed. Then he would pull out his fucking staff and be like, okay, now I gotta cast my... And it would do, like, five fucking damage. And I'm like,
awesome.
Holy fuck.
That sounds awesome.
It was the worst build I had ever seen.
It was funny.
And, like, I was watching him in just, like, sheer amazement. Like, are you trolling? Like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this to yourself? What is this? And he's just sitting there fucking dying to the wolf like 50 fucking times, like the Red Wolf of Radagon. I'm like, what are you doing? Just fucking change your build.
Yep.
And then I played magic and nothing was hard at all.
How did you lose to that guy in the Street Fighter 6 tournament, Emmy?
Which guy?
How did Soda. You lose? How did you let Soda beat you?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. He's just better, I guess.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. So what happened is I didn't lose a single match, and I still lost because my team got out-teamed.
Who was on your team?
Will and this guy named Shadow.
Call him out.
So they ruined it.
Yeah.
Damn, that sucks.
Y'all lost. I won.
Yeah.
that's how I view it, too. Soda won the tournament. Hey, I beat Soda. I beat his ass three times.
Yeah.
I beat him before the tournament. I still lost,
Did you
bro.
See at the end, technically me and him didn't have to play because we were in the finals bracket.
Yeah.
I won my match against Vay, and then Will, Shadow, and then Will again lost all three of those. So it was like over, right?
Yeah.
And then they're like, you know what? Let's just have Emmy and Soda play anyway, even though it doesn't matter. And I was like, sure, I guess. So I play. I 2-0 him for the match. And then he starts getting pissed because I don't rematch him and keep playing against him. It's like, what do you want me to do?
He did the same thing to me in a while.
You know what I did?
Yeah.
So I lost the tournament because, hey, Shiloh, we love you. Shelly lost every match in the whole tournament. And I was very supportive.
Honestly, she did good, though. I didn't think she was bad at all.
Yeah, for losing every match in the entire tournament, she did great.
I mean, most of them were pretty close, so.
Yeah, we still lost. So the grand prize of the tournament was the statue of Cammy. So I just bought it. I just bought it, bro. I don't know. I was like, because soda's
gonna get it.
You know
what's gonna be funny is like if we're still doing this in 5 years, this will be retconned into I won the Street Fighter tournament.
Yes, it will.
And I got this. Yes, from winning it.
Rewriting history.
Yeah. Only knowers will know. Mm-hmm. Only, but as far as I'm concerned, I beat the winner of that tournament. I won that tournament.
So you deserved it.
I did.
Dude, and how much did it cost for you to deserve it?
Well.
So that's crazy. Wow.
So, well, okay. So realistically, $600.
Oh my
what
God.
Do you, whenever you say realistically, what does that mean?
Well,
he's like cutting out the shipping. Yeah. It's a heavy thing. So it's like $200 shipping.
Well, no, it was actually free shipping, actually.
Well, I bet.
It was free shipping.
I mean, there's not a lot of people that are going to spend that much fucking money.
Yeah,
on
but for the
statue.
Ad revenue I made off the stream, it was free.
Okay,
so,
sure.
I mean, technically, I just got it for free. I just chose a Cammy statue over ad revenue that day. And I think that's very fair. And it's great. And I make sure that I got her in the green suit because her ass is hanging out.
I know that. Yep. Yeah.
It looks crazy.
Dude, what
bro.
Asmund said was crazy. Like he said, if we're still doing this in 5 years, imagine we're still doing this in 5 years.
Why would we not be?
I don't know.
I don't think I'm ever going to stop streaming. I don't plan on ever quitting.
Yeah. I think you're going to retire when you're 30, though.
I was like, I don't think I'm ever, yeah, next year. I don't think I'm ever going to like full retire from streaming and content creation. But I mean, there will be a day where I take a step back for sure.
You're going to go back to old Emmy.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to go back to just playing League every day?
No, I've been trying to be like that, you know?
8 hours a day.
I'd be
silently.
Watching that clip of me screaming at that guy in Champ Select.
You're such a retard. I love that clip.
I'm like, bro, I'm trying to be like that again, you know?
Yeah. Dude, you should do your makeup like that. But in 2024.
I don't even know how
it's
I did that.
That's actually a good
that.
Idea.
Right? I know. Come here and look like you're fucking 48 when you put your makeup on like
oh, yeah.
that, bro.
That's,
it was weird as shit, bro.
Yeah, and then the next week they'll be like, oh my God, you look so much younger. What happened?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That would be really funny to progressively make yourself look older every episode.
And then just one day just like go back. And be like, yep.
Yeah.
Well, one day you're just gone. It's like, well, you know, that's
she
life.
Died.
Yeah, she died.
There it is.
Damn, did slowly dye your hair gray. Oh, by the way, has anybody know, has Miz got his hair transplant yet? Is he doing that?
So is that actually happening?
That's like, this weekend.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah? Why is that?
Well, because, you know, I like Miz when he has nothing.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's much nicer to me.
You think his ego's going to get too big?
Whenever Miz is on top, he's very mean to me.
I really want to see what happens. I want to see how it's going to go. I think this is a great situation for me to be in. Mm-hmm. Because whenever Miz gets his hair transplant, if it looks fucking stupid, I'm just going to be like, oh man, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Well, it'll look stupid for the first like month or two regardless, right?
Oh yeah, no, I know that.
It'll but have to grow.
You can tell. But like if he looks like a chia pet, then I'll know that it's the wrong decision.
Yeah.
I need to see some pictures of like bad hair transplants because I've heard that like they're so bad and so obvious, but I feel like I haven't seen a bad one. I've only seen ones that like they told me and I was like, oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. You know? Who has a bad hair transplant that I know?
There's got to be like celebrities that have bad ones, right?
I'd have to think about it. I don't know.
Who has a bad hair? I'm sure I know someone. Oh, yeah, Senna.
Ooh.
Yeah, Senna's hair transplant looks good. Look at her fucking forehead.
The forehead, yeah.
Yeah, because it used to be even higher and she got it cut off by like an inch.
So, speaking of something completely actually unrelated, why did you have like a YouTube video that everybody was mad?
Oh.
Like, because you had was this your first video where people were mad?
Oh, no, I've had many, but it just hasn't happened in a very long time.
So, what happened?
So there's tons of theories on what actually happened. Yeah. And then I'll give you what actually happened.
Okay.
Okay, so people said—
What was the video about?
Firefly from Honkai Star Rail.
Oh no, now I understand.
Yep, so Honkai Star Rail's number one internet waifu. And people really don't like when I talk about this.
Yeah.
Because they're like, no, it's not because of that. That's not what happened. So what happened was, is that they say I was rage baiting, which is a term that people on the internet use when you have different
what
opinions.
What were you doing?
Oh,
what
okay.
did you say?
So I was just pointing out the error in logic of the trailer. That's all I was doing.
What was it?
Okay, so first of all, a bunch of fighting. Okay, so if you were to imitate running, what looks more realistic? Or which one looks more realistic to you for running? Think.
So,
yeah.
I don't think that makes sense entirely because the mech suits that they were using could have a different type of aerodynamic function.
Okay. Sure.
Because you're, and I think I'm right, by the way.
Okay.
Okay.
I know you do. That's your whole career.
Uh-huh. Okay, go ahead. What's the second thing you said?
Okay, so the other thing is that, so Sam is supposed to have a translator in their voice to where when Firefly talks, it sounds like Sam. But Firefly very frequently moans when she's in the mech suit, but Sam doesn't moan. Because when Firefly takes damage, she goes, ah! And then when Sam takes damage, she goes, argh! And it's like, well, then you're not translating. Like, why would they translate a moan into a grunt? It just makes no fucking sense, right? So there's the inconsistency in the fucking groaning. So I was pointing it out. I was like, guys, that is not, they are not the same. There's just no fucking way. And the next thing is, there is a bug the size of the fucking planet that one of the troopers, for some reason, has to die to get in melee range, to rip off the front of their helmet, to throw it on the bug, to show the ship where the bug is, but on the ship, they already have a big old target of the bug, and then they send the missile on it. And I'm just like, what? Why the fuck wouldn't you just like be like, it's there, or like take a gun, shoot it? Why the fuck? Why in the fuck would you ever have to rip off your face to put a targeting beacon on a big bug? Makes no sense to me.
Do you want me to?
Yep, let's hear it, Asmund.
So the way that it would work is you're talking about like a, like this is like an interplanetary ion cannon, right? And so the way that that works is that the cannon would probably be programmed to geolocate based off of coordinates.
Of course, absolutely. I agree
and
with
the
you.
Coordinates would probably be determined by the different people that are there. So, of course, it could geolocate better to that individual person. Also,
but it was only the face.
Yeah, I know that because that's where it would be. Because if you lose the face, the person would die. But if you lose the arm, they wouldn't. So it would make sense.
Right. So here's why it doesn't make sense. So why would they intentionally make a system to drop a bomb of nuclear scale, but that bomb can only be summoned by someone who's in melee range?
Well, so let's go back to Pearl Harbor.
Okay. We are way past Pearl Harbor, Asmund. We're like in year 3000. They have spaceships that people just chill on.
Well, but it's the same thing though, right?
They just get a tracker gun.
Well, no, because at that point, the bug was moving around.
It was completely still.
According to the image that was shown.
Yes.
Because it's all 2.5D art. So like it's not full 3D, it's all drawn. So like you're not seeing movement made. But like you know that thing can move around because it's in the game.
But it's very slow. The bug is very slow.
Well, yeah, but you could still miss the cannon attack. So if you put the helmet on it, then the helmet would be able to, in real time, track the location.
No, I get it.
So I think that you're wrong.
No, I get that the helmet could work. What I'm saying is,
Emmy, who makes more sense?
What I'm saying is, why wouldn't you just make them and shoot them?
No, I think that you're both kind of right. Like Tectones, like there's definitely ways to avoid this, but it's also like, I mean, I don't know.
And there's also we're in the same universe as rocket propelled suits. So why can we not have rocket propelled tractor beacons like they have in Helldivers?
Well, like,
it's more dramatic for a guy to fucking
die. And that is exactly what I said. I said, this is an anime dramatic moment. It's an anime moment.
I have to pee real bad.
The other thing, we'll fight for a little bit. The other thing that I really fucking don't like, this didn't happen in the trailer. It just reminded me what happened in the trailer. People were very upset by me saying this, is I hate when I'm watching shows. Well, this is a fan favorite. Everybody loves one. Evangelion. Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Okay.
Have you seen Evangelion?
I have not.
Okay. Well, so when they fight, and I understand why they do this, but I think it's stupid as shit. When the robot takes damage, the pilot also takes that damage.
Yeah.
And I think that is one of the dumbest tropes I have ever fucking seen.
Well, they did that in Pacific Rim too, I think, right?
They did do that in Pacific Rim.
They didn't?
They did.
Yeah, I thought so.
They did not do it in Iron Man.
Yeah, well, that's because Iron Man isn't a mech, and so it's not as big.
So when he's in the Hulkbuster.
Well, it's still not a mech.
It's kind of
I mean, like you're talking about like the Hulkbuster is like what, 12 feet tall, something like that? Like,
yeah.
The mechs are like 100 feet tall.
But and I think like, that would work opposite against your argument because if it's smaller, wouldn't the pilot actually take damage at that point?
No, because basically what the idea is that in order to control and have full capacity of like movement, full like range of movement, mm-hmm. you have to like merge your mind Neuralink. With the machine. Yeah, with the Neuralink. Mm-hmm. So that's why they're able to use machines that are that big, which by the way, to be fair, mm-hmm. doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
However, yep. in the logic of it making sense, if you assume that to make sense, then it does make sense.
Yes. So right? I agree.
But you do have to take a willing suspension of disbelief.
Yes. The Neuralink, I get it. But here's the thing, okay? So they say, so you need to be able to feel the robot. That way you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, once you reach a certain threshold, why don't you just cut off the sensors and just turn off the pain sensors? Like, why would you one for one it entirely?
Well, probably because you can't do that and it doesn't work that way.
Why would it not work that way?
Well, I don't
know. Hazard detected, pain sensor off.
Well, because then, I don't know, then maybe you couldn't control the machine anymore because you're not being attached to it in the same neural link way. So that's the reason why.
Yeah, but what if
you had this YouTube video mm-hmm. that didn't do very well.
The video did great.
Oh, okay.
It did great. It was just disliked a lot.
Yeah, people were really mad at you. And so they said you were rage baiting because you didn't like the trailer.
Yeah, they said I was rage baiting because they disagreed with my opinion. Which is really, it's just like, bro. When I rage bait, I'll blank post an image of Lumine and Aether and say, man, it is my favorite couple in Genshin Impact. That's rage baiting. Us having a different
opinion.
That's
the brother and sister, right?
Yes, of course.
Right.
But like, now we're at a point where if I say anything that anybody disagrees with, oh God, he's such a rage baiter. It's like, bro, shut up, dude. So I re-reacted to my reaction.
Yeah.
And by the time this episode comes out, I believe I'm reacting to my re-reaction of my reaction.
So you're gonna just keep doing this, like basically the
until
bad
they
takes,
shut the fuck
the
up.
The bad takes will continue until the likes improve.
Absolutely.
Okay, I like that.
And the first one
you're dedicated.
The first one was a 40% dislike ratio. Mm-hmm. My re-reaction is at 75. So if I re-react to my re-reaction,
you're about to just give up. Yeah.
I'm gonna keep going.
Just let them win
because they're not right. They are not fucking right. The trailer was good.
Yeah.
But there was dumbass anime bullshit in it. Just like the same thing where like, okay, oh my God, there was so much wrong with that trailer. I get people liked it, but there was just so much bullshit. Like,
I don't think it was that bad, man. I really don't think so.
Okay, but would you say that there was bullshit in it?
Not really, no. I don't think so.
You've seen it?
Yeah, I watched it.
Okay, so then why when the guy who got impaled on the spike and then the nuclear bomb goes off?
Yeah.
Do you know that when the bomb went off, it cut to a different person by themselves and not just the guy on the spike?
I don't know. I'd have to go back and watch it again and see.
I think that's the problem. I critically analyzed it.
Yeah.
By frame by fucking frame. And there was just so much. Oh, Emmy. Okay. Emmy's tired of this.
No, continue.
Oh, okay. Great.
So well, actually, if you want to talk about something that's a little bit more interesting, can you please explain why you can. So, what's the.
Yeah, oh, I also thought the dead bodies were hot.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
They were really hot, though, to be fair. They were caked up out of their fucking mind.
So, anyway, what did you think about the... So, apparently in China, you can have a relationship and call Firefly on a phone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, talk about that.
It's... There's so many fucking things going wrong.
So, basically, Emmy, you probably don't understand this. So, Firefly is this character in Honkai Star Rail.
Yeah, I know her. She's the mech girl.
Yeah, she's really pathetic and stupid and, like, just, like, lame. But it makes you feel sorry for her.
I love Firefly.
Yeah. So basically that's the way it is. So like, it's like, you know, you have to take like a picture with her and then like you think she died and it's just like, oh yeah, let's pull on the heartstrings a little bit more. And anyway, in China, there's a special event where you can have like a personal relationship with her and call her
fun.
On the phone.
Wow. Yep.
And you know what happens?
Yeah.
When she says bye, if you don't hang up and you wait 20 seconds, she says, are you still there? And then she starts counting the stars until you fall asleep. Yup. People are so parasocial, it's ridiculous.
I want to see how much money this character is going to make.
He's going to break records.
You think so?
I know so for a fact.
It's like, I don't even think she's that hot. It's just like, it farms these like just fucking simps.
Yes, yes, they are.
Yes.
And I'll be real, the voice actors of the community make it even worse because what they do is, so every HoYo creator, once again, I like the voice, I like the majority of the voice actors, obviously.
But
there are some that are just fucking stupid.
Okay.
And I've already made that known on my stream for these motherfuckers who want to call me out on Twitter because I'm not pandering to these fucking retard insults on the internet. It's fucking insane.
So what do they do?
Oh, there was one of them that was like, oh, I don't really approve of Tectone's behavior and he deserves everything that's coming to him. And it's like,
whoa.
Yes. And I'm like, bro, I'm getting death threats on the internet because I didn't like an anime character. Okay. Yeah. Great take, you dumb fuck. Regardless, and that sucks. I actually swapped to JP because I don't want to hear that stupid fucker's voice anymore. Regardless, they do this thing where they go online on Twitch because everybody who voices for HoYoverse pretty much gets a free career. Because these people can't differentiate reality from the voice actors.
So they think that they're the character.
Well, their title is, I am, insert this character.
Right, yeah, of course.
And then people will type at them and they'll talk as the character.
That's cute.
And they're like, oh my God, they're real.
Yeah.
And so then when they're jerking off on their body pillow tonight, they think it's a real fucking woman.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Oh, it makes me so fucking mad. The parasocial shit is so fucking
lame. I could see some weirdo doing that for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They should sell Firefly body pillows. That's a good idea.
Yep. And then they do the cameos where they'll say whatever.
Really?
Yeah. It's just wild, bro.
Oh my God.
Yeah. They'll give them a fucking 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 countdown, bro. Insane.
That's so fucking weird. Oh my God.
I know. It's weird as shit.
So so that's why they were mad at you, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Essentially, I was mean to their girlfriend.
Oh, well, now it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, that's what I think it is.
So what have you been doing, Emmy?
Holy fuck.
Week? Yeah.
I played in that Street Fighter tournament. We did the Elden Ring thing. Played in Notria. So I've just been gaming, but I actually started Wuthering Waves a little bit more.
I'm proud of you.
I'm so sorry. How much money have you spent?
$0.
Actually, none so far.
Yes! Yeah. Winner. That's a winner right there.
Are you
there's,
lying?
There's no character yet that I'm like, I really want that.
Have you seen Chang Li?
Which one's that?
Ooh, great. Chang Li looks awesome. You'll see her.
New character?
Soon. Yeah, she's a new character coming out at 1.1. Same thing with Jin Si. Jin Si, so fucking cool. Chang Li, though, biggest boobs in the game. So, that's big.
Sweet.
Yeah. And apparently she's OP. Yeah, welcome to the future.
Hell yeah.
What else you been doing?
Just fucking nothing, bro.
That's awesome.
Oh, we never talked about these.
So let's talk about it. All right. So guys, this is because you've been watching the show. Thank you.
Yippee. These are way overdue.
We get to congratulate ourselves for something that you did.
Hey, good job, Asmund. Good job.
Here we go. Yep. All right. So we've got ourselves the YouTube plaque. This is the... Oh, there's apparently a business card. What does it say here? It says... a guy named Rick made this.
Oh, thanks, Rick. Wow.
Yep. There it is. Okay. So we're going to take a look at this. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. It's even got cardstock. Look at this.
That's the nice paper.
Oh, it's Rick.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I got Rick, too.
Rick.
We're proud to honor your impressive milestone of reaching 100,000.
We're at like 250K or something now.
Are we really?
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
lot.
Better late than never.
Forever.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I'll go look. I'll see what we're at right now as of recording this.
Do you know we have many more stories to share with your community? Your fans can't wait for you to amaze them even more with your commitment and creativity.
We have 259,000 subscribers.
That's nuts. Sheesh. I had no idea it was that many.
Yeah, I don't look that much.
Yeah, that's crazy. And so we've got right here, this is the box. And then it has, oh yeah, this is the forbidden fruit. Do you want it? It tastes pretty good.
Mm, yummy.
Okay, let's see here. And we have Steak and Eggs podcast for passing 100,000 subscribers. Thank you, guys.
Yippee.
Look at that. Oh, my God. Look at me.
Dude, I'm glad I get one, too.
Yeah?
This is fun. I'm going to hang this up.
Here you go.
Hooray. Are we getting a third one? Or did you not want one?
I said that I already have too many of these.
All right, bro.
Holy based.
But yeah, I mean, I could take it. If there's another one, I could take it. Sure. We could put it up on here or something like that. Yeah, recognize your
team.
Well,
that would be nice. We can put it right next to the TV right there.
Yeah, we should put one there.
Yeah.
I'm taking mine home, just letting y'all know.
Okay.
I'm taking mine too.
Yeah, I like this.
I'll put it next to my gold one that I'm getting soon.
Yes, sir. I'm getting my gold one soon too.
Mine's on the way already. Yours is coming very soon.
Yeah, surely.
I'm like almost
a couple months,
like,
right?
Yeah, gotta be. I'll get it this year for sure.
Yeah.
I'm almost at like 3 million now, and I don't even think I have my 1 million. I never even got it.
Jesus, bro.
Yeah.
It could be like a free food tray that you eat on your bed and flip it over.
Yeah, turn it over. Eat the food off it. That's a good idea, actually.
Yeah, you should get yours. I don't think it's too late.
No, I just talked to them. They'll just send me one.
Because I'm feeling nostalgic right now because we've done this for so long. What is y'all's like? Do y'all have a favorite episode?
A favorite episode?
Yeah. Like one that's, yeah, you have like a favorite episode? Because I want to ask another question about that too.
I don't know. I don't really have one that I could think of. I'm not sure.
Really? No one episode you thought, man, that was a fucking great episode.
I mean, I feel like, you know what? I think the episode with S-Fan was really good. I like that one a lot.
Oh, yeah. I was saying recently, I think that we should talk to him again because I feel like he's kind of going through a period of
Well, he just got fired from being a police officer. I mean, he's been working in a, you know.
Oh, God. I actually got really worried. I thought he actually got fired. Yeah.
He got fired from being a streamer.
I know my number one. I don't want to skip yet. Don't want to skip. My favorite episode is probably, what's the one that I had the most fun on? I think it was actually the recent one with Avali.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
That was a good episode.
Just talking
about
Viva Pinata. Anytime I can talk about that game, it's just a good fucking time, bro. I love that game.
Yeah, y'all like a lot of the same games and all that shit. Yeah, exactly. There it is, right there.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. It's been a long time we've been making these videos. Oh my God.
A random one that I liked was I really liked the episode we did with Nanners.
That was such a fun one.
That was our first TV episode, I think.
I've been trying to get Neanders and Aethel out here to do a real... Oh, wait. Me letting... Oh, dude. You petting Bongo was such a happy moment for me, man.
Man, it's so crazy how stupid that cat looks.
I know, dude.
I don't know what the hell is going on.
Oh, look at him. Oh, Bongo. Yeah.
Bongo.
Jesus.
He's a little guy. That was such a fun... Dude, y'all have to see my new house when it's done.
Yeah?
We need to do a new house tour, and I'll make sure not to leak it at all. That way the first people who see it will be...
That'd be really fun. I'd be down to do that.
Yeah. What an honor.
What's the time frame on that now?
Very soon. In the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah,
I cannot wait.
Yeah?
It's going to blow your fucking... Oh, dude, the Aspen house tour.
That's my mattress. Yeah.
Awesome, dude.
That was such a great mattress.
It's just highlighting the views.
Yeah.
Three million views on that?
3 million people watching.
That's crazy. I had a ton of people who I know that, you know, they have nothing to do with content creation, really. They told me that they watched this.
Yeah.
Yeah, you went to this fucking loser's house and there was shit everywhere? That's crazy. Wow.
Yeah. Ugh. That was awesome. Favorite moment? Your number one favorite moment or thing that you talked about? Anything that happened in a special?
Oh my God, I have no idea.
Mine was definitely trying your $2 steak.
Yeah?
And realizing that it was good as fuck.
I know.
I don't know if it's actually my favorite, but what popped in my head is fucking... Race Time.
Race Time! Oh, I love that episode.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was that. And I'm trying to think what else besides that.
Oh, Sear was such a good episode too.
Sear was a good episode. Yeah, he's so edgy. I like it a lot. Yeah, it was really fun. And Tri-X too. Tri-X and I had a lot in common because like we both pretty much played the same games growing up.
Dude, there are some times when we bring a guest on, you just absolutely lock the fuck in.
Yeah.
And then I can just clock out.
You just go AFK.
And I'm like, yeah, it was like when you talk to
Ghostcrawler.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I remember the one time, you know, the only reason people knew Emmy was there is she left halfway through the episode. Remember that? Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, I was like, you know, I'll just let them talk.
Yep.
I don't want to interrupt.
What's your biggest regret for Steak and Eggs?
I don't know. I mean, I don't really have one, to be honest with you. I don't really do regrets.
I do.
Yeah, I'm not a regrets kind of guy.
I wish that we did an episode with you and Schlatt.
Yeah?
We did.
No. It was just me and you?
Schlatt replaced me in that episode. Schlatt,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is.
I've always wanted to do a redo where it's us and Schlatt.
Did Schlatt go to New York? I heard that
he was moving.
He did, yeah. I remember he was in New York for a while whenever, you know, before he joined OTK and everything. And so that makes sense.
Yep.
He's wearing a New York hat there too.
It was insane, the dynamic of the podcast whenever like one of us isn't on it. It's cool. It's like when I dipped and the soda pop and came on to replace me.
Mm-hmm.
Dark times, man.
Yeah, it was a great episode.
I guess we've all missed at least one episode, huh?
If you were to die.
I missed one. Yeah.
If you were to die tomorrow.
Okay.
Who would you want to replace you on the...
Yep. You have to pick your replacement.
Soda.
Oh, fuck. I would quit.
I'm good, I was thinking it'd be funny.
I would just get yelled at the whole time, man.
Well,
I just
couldn't do it. What about you? Who would replace you?
For me, Lord Athelstan.
You think so?
Yep.
Why is that?
I just think he's one of the funniest, nicest people on the fucking planet.
Okay.
Yeah. Just a good dude.
I don't know who would replace me. I'd have to really think about it. Because, like, yeah, I spend a lot of time, like, I mean, I feel like you, like, you're probably the closest thing. Because, like, you follow the same stupid internet drama stuff and everything like that.
Yeah.
So, unless it's, like, another commentary person or something else.
I feel like literally only Charlie could truly replace Asmund.
Yeah, like
Asmund.
A Moist Critical. Yeah, it's the same, yeah. The same general stuff. Yeah.
I can't believe we haven't done an episode with Charlie yet.
Hmm. I keep meaning to ask him, but we keep getting busy or having other.
We've had other. Guests. Yeah, we've had a lot of people on. I think that'd be really good to have Charlie.
Yeah, I mean, he won't fly out, but he would definitely do like the TV.
He's a smart guy.
Yeah.
I know I'm flying out to do Destiny's podcast soon.
Bro, like, I could not imagine flying like that much.
I really think it's going to be easy.
You think so?
Yeah, wake up, take an hour and a half flight, record a pod.
Is it really only an hour and a half over to?
Yeah, it should be short.
No way. It's only an hour and a half.
How long could it possibly be?
To go over to Florida? It's probably like 2.5 hours, I'd say.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just read some manga. There's so much good
sleep,
shit to read.
Sleep, read, Steam Deck.
Yeah. I ain't going to do that shit. I can't do the portable consoles anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I just can't.
Why not?
I don't know. They just feel weird as fuck. I just like keyboard and mouse. I don't like using controllers. I just can't. Yeah. And something about like my hands being over here on the control, like on the Steam Deck or the Switch.
I feel like it only feels good for like low gameplay games. I don't know how to describe like visual novels or like Vampire Survivors type games or like really simple games.
Yep.
But like I would never want to play like a Souls-like or a shooter on a handheld.
I couldn't even imagine that. I know people play like Call of Duty on mobile. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
People play like Overwatch and Fortnite and all those games on the Switch.
Yeah,
by
that's
people, I mean kids,
so
but
silly.
But still.
Kids are people.
Yeah.
I wish there was a new good farming game out, man. I do. That's like my favorite genre. But they just... When a farming game is nailed, like Stardew Valley or Viva Pinata, it's the best game.
Well, you
on
might
Earth.
Have a little bit of that with the Azure Promilia game, like that one gacha game.
I'm really
game.
Hoping.
Yeah.
So they're also making a Hoyoverse Animal Crossing.
So you said it's like an MMO. Like,
what
two is
different
this?
Games.
So, like, what is happening? Because
so,
like,
Hoyoverse is not making a game anymore. They're making a universe.
Oh fuck.
Yeah. So for what they want is. For Genshin Impact, if you want a story, you play that. Who's going to tell them their story sucks dick? If you want turn-based RPG, you play Honkai Star Rail. Honkai Star Rail's story is so much better than Genshin's. It's fucking ridiculous. If you want... bless you. If you want Animal Crossing, you play the Hoyo Animal Crossing. If you want an MMO, you play the Hoyo MMO. If you want... I don't know why the fuck you would play Honkai Impact 3rd, but the story's okay, I guess.
I could not get into it, man. I tried to play it. I just couldn't do it.
I actually really liked it, but that was before I was mentally broken, and I still gave a fuck back then.
Right.
And so when people said that you weren't allowed to like our characters because they're lesbian, I actually got annoyed enough to be like, all right, I'll just stop playing the fucking game then.
Yeah.
Because I was tired of being guilt-tripped for thinking that an anime lesbian girl was hot.
Okay.
She was just fucking insane. I'm just like, I'm fucking good. That was before I let the dumb fucks win before I just... became a shattered, broken man like I am today.
That's whenever you still had hair and you would wear the beanie.
I should show you what my hair actually looked like.
You don't have to. I know what it actually looked like.
You want to see me at my worst?
Okay.
I'm going to let the whole podcast see this. This is a very private photo of me, man. But this shit is fucked up. Do I have this still?
I don't have any version of that. I took a picture of my teeth before I got them fixed.
Oh,
that's
my
about
God.
It.
This is me at my literal worst.
Okay, let's see it. Oh, that's not so bad.
Dude, my beard was like 2 feet fucking long. My hair was
my
nasty
God,
as fuck,
bro. You were a wizard.
Yeah,
I was.
That doesn't, that really, it's really not that bad, guys.
For me, I think it's bad. I look fucked up.
Yeah, you do, but it's like, I mean, there's plenty of like people like that like go to the community college, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, they smoke weed all the time and they live at their mom's house. I think that's a pretty common archetype even.
It's just, I knew, because the other, I was also 330 pounds.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, like, exactly. So were they.
Yeah. I just don't know how to live like that, man.
Yeah.
It's just fucking so gross. Smoking cigarettes, just fucking slamming energy drinks. Why would I be drinking energy drinks when I could just be drinking gamer subs?
That's nasty. Like, I just say, I couldn't get into that. Like, any of those things that'll like increase your heart rate or like freaks me out. I don't like that at all. Usually, like, I have full energy all the time, every day. It's never a problem.
That sounds awesome. I walked around the streets around my house the other day in just pants because I thought I was dying.
Oh, yeah? Were you?
No.
Why did you think you were dying?
Because I have this issue where I think that I have a brain tumor and I think that I have cancer and I think I have heart issues when I have none of them.
Yeah, I've been to the emergency room for that 3 times.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Yeah, it is. I just, yeah.
Yeah, it's like you'll be walking and then all of a sudden you'll feel like something's wrong and then
right.
Your brain's like, yo, what the fuck is going on?
What the fuck? Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
but cardio always makes me feel better and a hot bath.
Usually what I do, if every problem I have the same solution, I go into my room and I turn all the lights off and I put a blanket over myself and I sit there in my nest until I am ready to come out and usually probably get food. And then I forget about it and I play video games. Every problem, I solve every problem that way.
That's a good ass time.
Yeah, it is. It's a great solution. Well, how do you deal with stress, Emmy? Like if things are like really bad, like what is your coping mechanism?
Baths, just bed rotting.
That's the same thing, basically.
Like, I mean, everyone I think like will like play games or read, but there's times where like it's so bad I can't even do that. Then I'll just like try to sleep. I don't know.
I recommend everybody to get out and go for a walk.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. I feel like when you stay, for me, if you want a bed max, if you want a rot max, go for it. But getting a change of your environment always fucking helps.
Yeah.
For a lot of people. I think a lot of people sit and they stagnate in their rooms and they get upset. But like getting a change of a perspective, change of environment always helps. Always helps me and a lot of people as well. So whenever somebody's sad, I'll like offer to come over and like go for a walk or take them on a drive or some shit. Because I know that fucking helps me. But sometimes people just don't remember that they can do that. Oh, by the way, speaking of going for a drive, I had one of the best nights of my life last night.
What'd you do?
So I went over to Sears House after we did Call of Dragons. What a great sponsor.
Wow.
It's awesome. Changed my life. And afterwards, we did the sponsor. I was going to go over to Sears House just to get a ludicrously expensive meal for no particular reason. And right as we're about to go, Sears says, you know what? I don't think I want to stream this. And I'm like, okay, great. So he ends the stream and we go offline. We go to this place called Uchiko. Have you heard of that place?
Is that a place downtown?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I haven't eaten there though.
We need to go. You should go as well.
This sounds like a place that has sushi.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. And dude, me, Seer, and his new... Oh, my God. His new car is crazy.
Yeah?
It's... I've never... Dude, he was like... I'm not even going to say what he did because it's, you know, it probably shouldn't say. But I've heard the car is quite fast.
Wow.
Yes, and I've heard when you go quite fast in an electric car, the torque is insane. Where it feels like... I'm not even kidding you. It was like playing Five Nights at Freddy's. In theory, because if Seer was going very fast, then it felt like I was getting punched in the fucking chest each time. Every time he gunned, it was like, bah! Oh man, it was so fucking good. Electric cars, bro. I need to get one. It was the funnest drive I've ever had. But then we went to this place called Uchiko, and I'm not even kidding you, bro. We dropped $700.
We dropped $700. You want me to go there?
Just
the two of us.
Damn.
$700.
That's a lot of money,
bro. There are things.
What did you buy?
Okay, well, first of all, the sea urchin, which I know you
love sea urchin.
Was fucking ridiculous. Had the best bluefin fatty tuna I've ever had in my whole fucking life. And you got to understand, in sushi, people
did
don't
get
it.
Did they have any real food there?
Yes, they had a really cool one that I think you'll like at the end. People don't understand what food can do until you get... It's like fashion. People don't get fashion. They don't get fashion at all. They don't understand it. And they don't get food. Food, when prepared by people who like have been training for 20 fucking years, who have dedicated their whole life to it, can give you experiences you've never had in your body,
I don't
in your mind.
Man. Like I've been... I mean, there's been people working at Taco Bell 20 years. It's just
okay. Yeah. I'm going to say something. It's about to sound gay as fuck.
Yeah, okay.
So I put this sea urchin in my mouth. And when I put it in, it was pretty small. But then when you took a bite, it like exploded cream.
Yeah.
Right. And it fills your whole mouth. And it starts off like pretty sweet. And then all of a sudden you get punched with a little bit of salt. And then the wasabi takes his fucking katana blade, slices through all that shit, resets your taste buds. And then you get the cream, you get the sweet, you get the salt all at the same fucking time. You swallow it. And then you get the nice little, I think the word is umami. I could be wrong.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, of the seaweed at the end, and then the rice just absorbs all of it, and holy fuck. It was $8 for one bite, but it was fucking ridiculous, Asmin. And we had like 20 or 22 of those bites, and at the very end, they made us a Captain Crunch dessert.
I could maybe go for that.
Yeah. So what they did
what
was...
What was in it?
Okay, I shit you not. So they deep fried milk. And they made these little milk deep fried balls.
This sounds disgusting.
Hold up, it gets better, right? And then they had a little scoop of cinnamon and sugar infused ice cream to replicate Captain Crunch.
I could take that. Okay, yeah.
Then they sprinkled the Captain Crunch on top of it. And then they had chocolate mousse at the end.
I could do that.
And so you scoop it all into one.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, Jesus Christ. Seriously, I'm going to show me this place. And then when you put it all in your mouth at the same time, it's like you're eating like chocolate Captain Crunch, but like to the highest elevated
degree possible. I would eat that. I would try that.
It was insane. It
sounds really good.
Like, oh my, and dude,
we got to go there.
We do. It was, oh my God. It's like, Asmin, I wish you deserve it. You deserve it.
I don't think I do.
You do.
I don't know. I don't know. Have I really been that bad of a boy?
No.
Yeah.
I think you've done too much for the world to not experience just one. And you live a very modest life. You live a humble life. And that's so admirable. But just like for one fucking night, and if you don't like it, it is what it is.
I'm not eating those sea urchins.
They have steak sushi as well.
That's the yellow ones, right? The yellow orange sea urchin. Yeah, yeah. Because you have to pick them out and then it's like they're gonads that you're eating them.
Yep. Great. I've had cow balls before. They're not bad. They taste like scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
Yep. They're not bad.
That's crazy.
But I would love to just take you there and just see what you'd be down to eat, what you couldn't, get you a nice A5 Wagyu steak.
I could do that. Sure. Other than that, no, I'm not eating the rest of that shit.
Yeah. Okay. I would never ask you to, but just at least look at it. And then if you say no, I eat it.
I would look at it. I would be willing to look at the food. That's about as far as it goes, though.
Dude, I fucking love Seer. He's such a good dude. Yeah, he's such a good fucking guy.
Let's read some comments.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, do we have? Oh, we do. Okay.
Oh, great.
Tectone Teens 2014 was 30 years ago.
Feels like it.
Yeah, it does, kind of. Tectone's the kind of guy that scratches head with his feet.
What?
I don't know if you could do that. That's what a monkey does. Hard to focus on the episode when Techie's got his grippers on full display. Everyone forgot that Tectone thought World War II was in the 1800s. And one more from Bruce Wayne. Thanks for another great episode. Glad to see you guys back.
Yippee.
Wow.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we really appreciate it. All right. Well, yeah. Anyway, guys, thank you so much. Obviously, you know, if you enjoy the show, you like it, subscribe. We also have a Patreon where we do bonus episodes, bonus content, different kinds of bonus activities. So you guys can follow along for that too. But other than that, I think that we had a pretty good episode. What do you guys think?
It was chill.
It's good? We good?
It was chill. Yeah, we've got some fun stuff coming up.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll have to figure out what that's exactly going to be. But it's,
we've got plans, but no spoilers.
Yeah, no spoilers, not yet. So anyway, guys, thank you all very much for watching, and we'll see you all in the next one. Peace.